Chapter 4. Michelle meets Barack. Michelle was now 25 and already a qualified lawyer. She worked very hard in her job at Sidley Austin. When her mother asked her about boys, she said,
"I'm not going to think about boys, only work."
But one day in 1989, this all changed when a new young man joined Sidley Austin from law school. He was a 27-year-old student. He was still training to be a lawyer, and he needed to learn about working in different law firms. His name was Barack Obama. Sidley Austin asked Michelle to be Barack Obama's mentor. This meant that she had to work with him closely and take him everywhere. She had to teach him about the firm and the jobs of its different lawyers. Michelle and Barack were two of only a few black people working for Sidley Austin at that time. Michelle and Barack went to work and community meetings together, and they often had lunch with the firm's customers. Then, Barack suddenly asked Michelle to go on a date with him, but she said no. She did not think it was right to go on a date because she was Barack's mentor and they were working together. At first, Michelle thought Barack had a big nose, but she slowly started to like him. She wanted to say yes to the date, but she also wanted to be sure that he was a good person. Craig always told her,
"If you play basketball with someone, you can learn a lot about them."
So, she asked Barack to play basketball with Craig. After their game, Craig said a lot of good things about Barack. So, Michelle agreed to go on a date with him. On their first date, they saw a film called Do the Right Thing. The film was about racism in Brooklyn, New York. Then they went to get ice cream, and they shared their first kiss outside a shopping centre. Later, the owners of the shopping centre put a plate outside. It showed the place of Barack and Michelle's first kiss. On the plate are some words from Barack saying,
"On our first date, I bought her the finest ice cream from Baskin-Robbins. I kissed her, and it was like chocolate."
After 2 years, Barack finished his law exams, and he became a qualified lawyer too. Michelle and Barack were very happy and went out to dinner to have a good time. Then, Michelle had a wonderful surprise. When they were finishing their meal, the waiter brought a ring for her from Barack. They got married in Chicago on the 3rd of October, 1992, and danced to Stevie Wonder's You and I for their first dance. In the next years, Michelle's life changed a lot. While she was working at Sidley Austin, she had big plans and ideas. She wanted to make the world a better place. But her job did not help her to do this in the way that she hoped. Because of this, she started to think about leaving Sidley Austin and doing something different. In March 1991, her life changed again when her father's multiple sclerosis became worse, and he died. Soon after this, a good friend of hers died from an illness too. Michelle felt very sad, and she decided it was time to change her life and leave Sidley Austin. Michelle decided that she wanted to work for the public services and help the community. For the next 10 years, she did many different jobs, and she was excellent at all of them. She worked for the mayor of Chicago and also worked for the student services at the University of Chicago. In this time, Barack and Michelle had two children. Their first daughter, Malia, was born in 1998, and Natasha, Sasha, was born in 2001. Michelle's favorite job was working for an organization called Public Allies. Two college graduates, Vanessa Kirsch and Katrina Brown, started Public Allies in 1992 in Washington, D.C. They wanted to show that young people can help to make a community better. The organization trained young adults in different parts of the USA to become leaders in public services. These young people were called allies because they helped people in their communities. They worked for 10 months in different places. For example, centers for people without homes, city offices, and other workplaces. Some allies were university and college students. Others already had jobs. In 1993, Michelle started Public Allies Chicago. She was their leader until 1996 and said,
"I was never happier in my life than when I was working to build Public Allies."
Public Allies Chicago trained 30 to 40 young people every year for jobs in government or public service organizations. Michelle had to work very hard, but she loved it. She had to do lots of different things. She had to get money for Public Allies, then find young people to join the organization and train them. Some allies were university and college students from rich white families. But Michelle also found good young people from the poorest parts of Chicago. Some of these were black, some Asian and Hispanic. But they all wanted the same thing: to help the community. Michelle met with important people in the city to ask them for money for Public Allies. But she was also happy to do boring jobs in the office. She was able to talk to everyone, from poor people to the mayor. She was always confident, and she was never afraid. One of the first young people in Public Allies Chicago, Joby Peterson, said about her,
"She had a way of making you feel that you could do anything."
Michelle learned many things from Public Allies about working in the community. She went on to help start another organization in Chicago called the Community Service Center, This also gave students opportunities to work in public services in the city.